This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said on Friday that two unmanned Ukrainian naval drones had tried to stage an overnight attack on a Black Sea Navy base in an incident which two sources told Reuters had seriously damaged a Russian warship. Correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Sources on Friday said the vessel was seriously damaged in the attack at the Russian Navy base of Novorossiysk after Russia said it had fended off the assault. The civilian port, which handles 2% of the world's oil supply and also exports grain, temporarily halted all ship movement. It later resumed normal operations, according to the Caspian Pipeline Consortium. Russia's defense ministry claimed the drones had been destroyed, without mentioning any damage. Video footage published on social media, however, seemed to show the boats ablaze and listing badly.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny had an extra 19 years added to his jail term on Friday in a criminal case, which he and his supporters said was trumped up to keep him behind bars and out of politics for even longer. The 47-year-old, who is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest domestic critic, is already serving sentences totaling 11 and a half years on fraud and other charges that he says are also bogus. His political movement has been outlawed and declared extremist. West African nations were to determine on Friday a potential intervention if Niger's coup is not overturned by the weekend after mediation failed in a crisis troubling global powers. The economic community of Western African states has taken a hard stance on last week's toppling of President Mohamed Bazoum, the seventh coup in West and Central Africa since 2020. This is VOA News. Ethiopia is declaring a state of emergency in the country's Amhara region after authorities pleaded for help as clashes intensify between regional forces and the military. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Prime Minister's office announced the decision after the region's leader said regular law enforcement was no longer able to contain the violence. Ethiopia's second most populous region has been gripped by instability since April, when federal authorities moved to disarm Amhara's security forces following the end of the devastating two-year war in the neighboring Tigray region. Authorities last year also tried to dismantle the former Amhara military known as FANO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Koreans are shaken after the second stabbing attack in the Seoul area in days. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Police say a man on Thursday rammed his car into pedestrians in a town near the capital. He then exited the vehicle and stabbed some people, wounding at least 14. 77-year-old Lee Yong-ja witnessed the attack firsthand.
I heard people screaming, shouting, "Mom," and crying here. I was standing here and one man came up and said, "A man is stabbing people downstairs."
Police confirmed two victims were in critical condition. The unexplained attack occurred days after another rare stabbing near Sheleum subway station in Seoul, which killed one person and wounded three others.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to four charges of criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
Trump answered charges based on a U.S. Department of Justice investigation, alleging he committed conspiracy to defraud the government, obstructed an official proceeding, and conspired to obstruct an official proceeding. Trump said in a news conference later Thursday that he had the constitutional right to free speech to voice concerns about the election.
This is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America.
But his own vice president, who could be a key witness in the upcoming trial, disagrees. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
A Romanian court Friday lifted a house arrest order on controversial influencer Andrew Tate and his brother as the men await trial on human trafficking charges. The British-American dual citizen Tate, a self-described misogynist with a large online presence, has also been indicted on charges of rape and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.